What was the inspiration behind recovery?
Recovery is based off experiences I had as a child, being treated for leukemia, and it's basically a fantasy of what would have happened if some of the people I met while in the hospital fell in love and learned how to find new beginnings in what could potentially be their end. I think the fact that it involves people with leukemia stems from my personal history with it, but what the show is really about is finding the most life could offer and surviving even in the most extreme circumstances and finding and maintaining your sense of humor and your sense of self. So that's pretty much what inspired the play. It's an unconventional love story and a story of survival based on experiences I had as a kid, but I didn't want to make it all about me. I wanted some creative license with it.
Okay, how difficult was it to put this story together, considering how close to home it is?
The story was very emotional in writing because I remembered a lot of the experiences that happened to me as a child, whether it be painful procedures or the way people acted towards me. But the key for me was to make the story universal and make it something that I thought everyone could relate to. So I basically just used the experiences I had as a base and then created these characters within this world to have their own story. So it was a mix of, it was actually very cathartic in writing it because it helped me come to terms with a lot of the feelings I had that weren't out on paper yet about having leukemia as a child, but also, as any playwright does, there's a sense of creativity that comes along with it, so that you think, well, you're not going to tell something that happened in your life verbatim. You're going to give characters the chance to feel their own story and to be themselves.
So how was the casting process for this play? Did you find who you wanted the way you wanted, or was it a long and laborious process?
This is probably the easiest casting process I've ever had for a play, which is great. We used Cindy Rush casting for this particular play, and she really found some quality people. We did a two-day casting process with callbacks, and when we knew who the people would be that we wanted to play the characters immediately, I've never seen such raw talent in a room as the people who auditioned and then we ultimately cast for the play. They're all such top-notch professionals. Everyone has credits via whether it be off-Broadway or movies or TV, and they're just a great pack of professionals. I think they're the best cast I've ever worked with.
Okay, how did you get Andrew Block to direct this performance? I mean, I saw his Lost and Found last year, and I said it was the best off-Broadway performance I had seen all year. He's probably one of the best young directors in off-Broadway right now. So how did that happen?
I agree. Andrew and I met on a fringe director playwright speed date.
Nice.
Which I had never been on a speed date at all before, so it was kind of surreal to just sit there and talk to someone for 5 minutes and basically spew out your entire story of your play and talk about it. But I really liked him from the get-go. I think from the initial conversation, he asked me what the play is about, and I told him that it was about people with leukemia, and he didn't bat an eyelash like other directors did, for starters. And I told him that it was, the story was about finding life in a hospital, and it was about having some fun and having a sense of humor, and he really liked the concept and thought it was something he could get behind. And then we had another meeting and talked about his ideas for staging, which I really, really liked. And from there, it was pretty much set in stone.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a hypothetical here. Let's just say someone is interested in going to the Fringe Festival, and you know how many productions they have. They have dozens of productions, and they come across Recovery, and they're like, this seems interesting, but they're kind of on the fence, and they don't know if they should go see it or not. How would you sell it to them? How would you describe it to someone?
Recovery is a story unlike something anyone has ever seen, in my opinion. It's a play about people with leukemia where sickness is never the true focus, and it's about people who are sick and those treating them confronting love and life and death and regret in a way that's so human and so authentic and so easy to relate to. I mean, I unfortunately don't know anyone who hasn't either had a battle with cancer or had a family member who has. So what the play does is it tells this universal story of love and hope, but does it in a way that's so human that you honestly feel like you know these characters from the first time they speak. And what I really want to stress is that people shouldn't be afraid of the word leukemia. It's not a bad thing, because the play is about people living, not dying.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about the production that we haven't touched base on yet?
The production is with Andrew Block's direction, and a really, really talented cast. It's a very fun, energetic, unusual hospital production, in the sense that when you come see Recovery, you're going to see what we like to call a hospital funhouse. It's very surreal. Nothing is taking, you know, we're not sitting there having patients getting an IV drip for an hour being sad. It's very much, we're using projection, we're using shadows, we're using all kinds of different lights, and the way that the set is being constructed, the notion is keep moving forward. Everything on the set is going to move, and it ties in with the notion of life beats on. I think it's going to be it's very imaginatively staged, and it's going to be very, very well acted. It's a show full of life.